after lunch. I'm Mindy.
I don't know if I want to do this today.
Hello, Sam.
I'm out.
You're out? Like, you only see... The first... And it's not even lines. It is something that I included here.
Sam, Mac just left the room.
Guess who's back?
Guess who's back? Yeah, back because for the people on YouTube, you can already see what I wrote down regarding chapter 4, which is...
Trigger warning.
Which is trigger warning written by Teeny Mindy.
Yeah, written by Teeny Mindy. In this podcast, we are reading Teeny Mindy wrote when she was, I think, 16.
Teeny.
She was teeny. And I already wrote down who is going to read today, because I think this is quite nice. Because today, the narrator will be Mac. So you're not going to be talking with yourself today. You're going to narrate what Sam and I will actually talk about.
I don't want to. I don't think I want to.
And you have to tell me how you want your tamaki to sound like. You can have a wish. Insider, sorry.
Watch us on YouTube. Watch our gaming videos on YouTube.
Just go to a completely different video now.
Go away. The story sucks.
Yes, and therefore we are going to read it. But apart from this...
it's so professional.
Yes,
but apart from this...
I have the best... transition.
Yeah.
Apart from this, we are fiction after lunch. What has been our lunch before we forget to talk about it again?
Cucumber soup.
That's what I wanted to say.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was very weird. I never...
What did you just call it weird?
No, I never tried it before. Like, I never had the idea to make cucumber soup.
You did. I did it with mustard.
Yeah, you did it.
Yes, but you weren't much of a fan.
Because I don't like mustard.
Ah.
I like cucumbers, but I don't like mustard. Yeah. And if you make a cucumber mustard soup, I don't like it because of the mustard, not because of the cucumbers. Maybe the cucumbers were also a reason, because these cucumbers were also some from Sam's garden.
Yeah.
And they taste way better than the ones that you can buy in the supermarket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They taste more cucumbery.
Cucumbery. What did you put inside? I think also cream?
Yes, heavy a lot cream. Of cream. Heavy cream.
Onions.
Onions. Salt, pepper.
Nothing only cucumbers, right?
What? Dill. I have no idea how to say it in English.
Something that you normally also put on salmon with lemon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was very, very good. And also we combined this one, like, you normally eat it with shrimps, but we don't have shrimps, and I don't
We have shrimps, but you don't like shrimps, so we ate it with...
Yeah, I just assume you don't have one.
Yeah, we have.
Don't even talk about shrimps are in this house.
You were perfectly right. It's also dill.
Oh,
it's good. Also dill. Yeah. Dill wheat.
Yeah, that was what's growing out of a plant.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of dill and some mint leaves.
With the soup.
Yes, I put also mint leaves into the soup. It made it taste fresher.
Oh.
And also lemon juice and a bit of vinegar and olive oil. Yeah.
You're insane.
Yep.
Nice.
That's great.
I like insanity.
Insanity, yeah, but of course.
Insanity is my favorite. I don't know, emotion. Yeah, is it an emotion?
You didn't have to, tell us.
It's
and you didn't
it's
have to tell
umami,
us.
It's not umami, it's insane.
I think it's quite clear that you like insanity, given those chapters we've already read and...
I think it was only the first chapter which was very insane. The others are like a little bit weird and horny and...
insane.
Insane. Not insane.
Yeah, yeah, it's... it is.
It is on the same level of insanity as Small Sam's story, I would say. No, because the main character looks very similar.
I think it's a spectrum, and you're on a different end of the spectrum.
Yeah. But actually, because we are recording now every day an episode, I like that we have some kind of routine.
Yeah.
Because every day has been kind of the same, but I really like it. Because we have been so productive.
Yeah, I did some editing for YouTube videos.
Yeah.
And also yesterday night we watched the first season finale yes. of Only Murders in the Building.
Yeah.
Which was
Sam
nice.
And I started it before Mac arrived here. And then when Mac was here, we couldn't, like, watch it anymore. And you also wanted to go to sleep, so.
I was very tired and was not interested
in murders in the building.
No. It's not a question whether I like the series or not, but I was so exhausted. I couldn't stand it.
It's totally fine.
So I just went to bed and let you watch the series and everything's fine. I guess.
Sam, can you recommend the series?
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, it was very funny because when we watched the finale, you were like, oh yeah, I knew everything. And I was like, what? You were not surprised? I was like, oh my gosh, so many plot twists. And Sam was like, okay, I know what happened.
Yeah.
And she was true.
I was right.
You were right.
Yeah. I told Mindy at the start of the episode what I thought was going to happen. And I was right. But Mindy was surprised, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't watch. Is it like something like a thriller or something or mystery?
It's a mystery.
Mystery, murder mystery or something.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to solve a murder which happened in the building.
Yeah.
Which you can also assume from the name.
We could relate very much because there were three podcasters as main characters.
I loved, like, every time when the main characters, like, just try to make the podcast while trying to investigate.
Yeah.
And I feel like this could be our next project then.
Yeah.
If we see a murder happen or something.
Yeah.
What?
What?
Mindy will commit a murder and then we have to solve it.
Yeah, you have to solve it. I want to make the podcast. I want to investigate myself.
That would require you to leave the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think you'd like to do that.
Oh, ayo, I was out.
Ayo!
I was, like, the last 2 weeks, apart from being here, I have been out every day. Every single day.
Yeah.
Your foot is so dirty.
It comes from the pluster.
Band-aid. Pluster.
Now you're.
And
your flesh.
Only walking around without shoes or socks and going into the garden.
Your flesh is rotting.
Yeah, Yeah, Meg is just looking at my food right now.
Yeah, yes, as you can see.
Make some pictures for Patreon.
No, I will not. Can you please not?
It's dirty, it's...
Smelly? No, it's not even smelly.
I don't know. I don't want to check. But I can see how it looks. And
but can you please stop looking at my feet and maybe look at my face?
What's the difference? What's the difference?
Yeah, but we have been very productive and now we are going to continue reading chapter 4. Whoop, 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 whoop. I don't know your prediction anymore.
I thought she was going into the bath, but Tamaki wouldn't
swimming
leave.
With the fishes.
Tamaki joins her.
Joins her or just won't leave her alone before she's finished. That's my prediction.
Okay, and I think Meg mentions that she gets lost in the big building or something.
Of course.
It's a witch-looking building.
Lured in, and there's a trap waiting for her. So there might be a big surprise, and nobody expects
this would be
the kind of surprise that's waiting for her.
This would be interesting. Yeah, but should we go into it, or do you have anything else you want to talk about?
Can I opt out?
No.
Oh, shame.
Shame on you. No. Okay, so Mac, you're going to be the narrator.
Yes.
Jem is going to be Sam.
Other way around. Sam is going to be Jem.
Ah, yeah. And I will be Tamaki. Tamaki.
Fine, yeah. Proceed.
Or do you want to be Tamaki?
No.
No, I think we have a nice narrator.
I don't want to change anything here.
Okay.
Despite the story, maybe.
Yeah. Okay, let's go into it.
What?
Fuck! Have fun reading this, Sam.
I'm sorry, I mean, what the fish? What the fish is that?
What the fish?
Don't forget to beep it.
What do you need to beep here?
Oh, fish.
Oh, yeah, fish.
Fish.
Damn it!
Fish.
Don't make me work so much.
Fish.
Okay, now stop.
Fish.
So Sam, I imagine your best jam impression, please.
So big! Who is this boy? He's not just rich, he's incredibly rich!
Jem was looking at a big bath, which was looking like a bathhouse in Japan. This reminds her of the accent the boy was speaking with. It sounded very Asia.
Asia!
And a little French, too. So he speaks with a French tongue. Just, who is this guy? He's not normal, that is for sure.
Like her definition of normal, then.
Whatever! He had me out when he comes from another country. It is not of my business.
And when he comes from
he
another
country. He helped me out, and when he comes from another...
I'm sorry. So, edit, please. Whatever. He had me out, and when he comes from another country, it is not of my business.
Like, what would she do then? Like, it sounded like...
She'd be racist.
She really sounds really racist.
Like, if he comes from another country. Okay.
Where are you from? This country? Get lost. I hate you.
Get lost and give me this house.
Yeah. You'll be stripped of all your property. Get lost, freak.
Yeah. Or maybe she's just like, yeah, it's not of, like... She maybe doesn't want to think about it anymore. She's just like, accept him. Accepting.
Yeah. Accepting. Still, it sounds weird the way it's written.
It is not of my business.
It is not of my business.
Oh, yes. Next step is Jem took her clothes off, of course, and goes into the hot water. It was a strong contrast to her home. Bath. See?
In quotation marks.
Whether yes. you could even call it a bath. Not even a real bath. Just a hose. To get clean. Her family needed to share a bath with everyone who was living in the house. There was only a shower and a toilet. So to be direct, this is her first time taking a bath. Whatever that might be. I'm surprised she knows this word. And it felt so good and somehow sad too. Why does he have everything and I have nothing?
It's kind of weird to switch again, switch between first person and third person.
Oh, well,
It's her style. It's fine. It's her style. It's indirect speech. So
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
No, I don't.
Let's delete it. Just delete it. Or maybe you can, like, what I did not write down is, like, these thinking marks or something.
Ah, okay.
So I think this is never just, like, a moment then. Where she is, like, thinking, but I didn't, like... Make these marks there. Yeah.
Okay. If there so, are shame, marks, on, then... shame on old Mindy then.
So,
Jealousy is flowing through her body. In one instant, her body felt so emotionless, so cold. Her mind is getting insane and a mad smile appears on Jem's face. She begins to giggle.
Oh, she's so going to kill him.
She creeps out.
But yeah, regarding the situation at her, like, home, I never experienced this myself, to share, like, a bath with the whole house. This is something that I saw the first time in Finland, actually.
That would,
like, sharing a sauna with everyone in the house.
That would require Mini-Mandy to get to a bath.
But it's not Mini-Mandy, because I never experienced this.
You didn't even have a bath.
We had a bath.
I don't think so. No.
Like, you know my mom's place. She always has a bath. It was for me the first time when I went to your place that I had to shower every day, actually. And
but why did you have to rely on the water from a puddle then to be cleansed?
Oh, yeah. Okay, side story.
With a wet rug.
Okay, side story from my life. I was out every day in the garden almost. Before I started watching anime and stuff, I still went out in the garden. And I was, like, dirty all over my body because I was playing in the mud completely. And sometimes I was like, I think I saw it on television, like, people putting mud on their skin or something.
For beauty reasons, it was the only joy you could get. Playing with mud.
Yeah, yeah, like I saw my mom.
Those were your toys.
Or something.
Yeah, back then that was cucumbers. All we got.
Yeah, yeah, when kids didn't mud. Have phones yet, no, no internet, no computer, only mud. No,
yeah. Mud. I loved mud.
Yeah,
I
see, mud.
And
yeah.
worms and something like this. I was playing with worms a lot.
Same. I also played worms with
and
worms.
They're just so cute. And also like snails. I love yeah. them. Everything that was slimy or so.
Go to our Instagram. We have a very pretty snail picture together.
Yeah. It's so adorable. But yeah, regarding the story, I was playing in the garden. And I was muddy all over my body. Just imagine, like, mud completely
covered
me. And then my mom was, like, coming out with, how can you say, like a towel. And she was, it actually rained on the day before or something.
Not a real towel, like a towel.
Like a towel, like a thin one. And then she put this one into a puddle. Yeah. And then she cleaned my face with the water from the puddle. Because I was so dirty that even the water from the puddle, like, made me clean again.
Yeah, yeah, you showed me the actual video.
Yeah, yeah, it was actually
I remember
very funny.
Seeing it. Yeah, yeah.
Like, I completely forgot this happened.
But it's true you even had to share that one with your whole house.
The garden.
The puddle.
Yeah, I guess we had to share, I suppose. But we always had a bathtub. Yeah. I never showered. I loved taking baths as a child. I still do, but I don't have a bathtub anymore.
Now you got a cooking pot.
Yeah, yeah. I was thinking of getting like a transportable bathtub, but yeah.
Where do you put it?
That's the problem. And you have to fill it with water and so on. And
yeah.
I was like, okay, I just visit Mac or my mom and then take a bath there. Uh-oh. But it's more like a luxury now.
Whirlpool.
Who'd let
or we go into Sam's Whirlpool then.
I see, but who'd let you into my house?
Sometimes I'm allowed in. If I bring you, like, I don't know, fish. Dead fish.
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 You have to bleep that as well.
When I bring you, beep! Oh, no.
Quite right, yes.
Okay.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, Lee is flowing through her body and a smile appeared on Jem's face.
Yes.
Hi, hi.
So, your best insane Jem jiggle impression.
Maybe I can do this everything my own.
Oy, oy, oy. What should you do?
I can do this everything my own.
I use the same words. I did not change anything.
Maybe in a different order, I don't know.
I can do this everything my own.
She stood up.
I knew it.
Yes.
He's so dead. I only need to kill him and everything will be mine. I will never complain about money again. Never search for food in some bus station cans again. Can you tell I'm a voice actor?
I like your voice. Okay, now you're going to continue speaking, Jem, because it's perfect for her.
Okay.
Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha 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 ha. H. Exclamation mark. She heard a knocking.
Okay, now you have to tell me what kind of voice do you like. For Tamaki Bear. A quality voice.
Can you do Michael Sheen?
Isn't he a zero film?
Yeah.
I cannot do it. He's gentle and nice.
Yeah, I love his voice so much. Also, in another movie. But okay, never mind.
Should I be gentle and nice?
Just do a I word person. Pretty naive.
Naive.
Bland.
Bland.
Well, lack of character.
But that's Gordon.
And still extravagant in a way.
We're now talking about
obnoxious.
Tamaki.
Obnoxious. Obnoxious brat.
Okay, let me try.
You will prevail.
And sure. you can. Okay, we'll try different styles, and you can say what you like. Maybe.
Yeah, the first word. So, just the first word, and we will give you a response.
The first word.
Yeah. Try three styles.
So what should be the first one? Nice.
Hey. Whatever.
No, too nice.
No.
Too
okay.
Agreeable.
Too happy.
Yeah. Too.
Hey.
No. A bit more.
With more oomph.
Hey!
Yes, that's good.
Yeah. It's my crawly voice, actually.
Whatever. Yeah, go on. Just... when you're still
in the mood, okay, now,
just go on with it.
I have to imagine. Hey, is everything okay in there? Ah! I skipped lines. Damn it!
No,
that's not what I wanted to do. I hope everything is to your best, my princess. I brought you some new clothes. I hope they will please you.
Pleasing clothes.
Uh-huh.
Oh my goodness.
Uh-huh.
How old is he? 16, is it?
Yeah, he's 16.
Was he allowed to get these?
Oh yeah, why does he... Oh no. Okay.
Clothes that please you. My goodness. Okay, let's just continue. She was surprised by his friendliness. I would be as well, so it's fine. Just go on with this.
Yeah, don't take his clothes, just walk around naked.
Whatever. Just walk.
Thank you very much for the first bath I ever took. Is this very good? Sorry.
She returned to her normal self.
What? This is the first time you ever took a bath?
Yes, that's true. My parents were too lazy to work, and as a consequence, we were very poor and needed to share everything we got, including the bath, with only a shower and toilet in there, in the bath. The toilet was in the bath. You could sit in the toilet and have a bath at the same time.
No, it was just one device.
I don't want to mention this.
Combined shower and toilet.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, but you had to get to the toilet on top of the
seat.
Of the shower, yeah.
Yeah.
You could sit down and have it rain down on you.
Fine.
You don't even need to... No! Don't do anything! Fish. Mac just...
Destroyed
everything.
Which
don't,
is my,
don't touch. No touch here.
It's my usual shtick.
But, okay, how many people do you think live in this apartment where she lived?
60.
25.
So it was the shower and toilet in use all the time, maybe.
Yeah.
Great.
There was like always, how's it called, a crowd in front of the room.
If you'd like to have a shower and someone's using the toilet, well, why not combine both and be both happy?
Yeah, maybe the people were just like, I don't know, three people were in a shower, two people were trying to use the toilet at the same time.
On one seat.
One big seat, maybe.
Oh my god.
Oh no, I have an image in my head. Please, let's go.
No. It's too graphic.
Yeah, trigger warning, Mindy is talking.
Trigger warning,
she's
Mindy.
She's talking shit.
You...
In the literal sense.
No.
Stop it now, and let's continue. Tamaki was shocked and moved by his speech.
He was moved by...
It was a very moving speech.
Like with the shower and toilet, right?
Yeah.
So self-indulgent.
Yeah.
How can someone live in such circumstances? It must have been painful. And Tamaki felt the owe to help her. He began to pose behind the door.
Yeah, like
what?
To pose, like,
I'm so great.
I have to help you or something.
Yeah.
Like, he's very dramatic.
Self-righteous bastard, and I will make myself feel better.
Yeah, kind
on
of
behalf,
like this.
Of course.
But it's, like, very weird, because he's witch and he's...
He's
like,
weird, yeah!
A witch!
At least something we can agree upon.
And weird, yeah.
We're all weird. And this is much weirder than I even expected to be yesterday.
Yeah, but some people are living like this, and I think they handle it quite well sometimes. Like, if it's not 60 people or something. Like, I don't know, for example, when you live in a...
In the slums
VG,
of Delhi or
something. No, VG, I don't know, when I was living in Japan with 8 people in one apartment, we had 2 showers and 3 toilets. I think this was
fine. But that's still fine. It works out, but you don't have to share it with 60 people.
Yeah, we don't know if it's actually 60, but if it's 60, then it's harsh.
It's really harsh, and then you have to share one shower. Well,
then I can understand why he is like, oh, okay.
Maybe in a war zone. Well, you might have one shower per 60 or per 100 people if you're lucky.
A friend of mine, a university friend, lives in a building where 20 female students live, and they have to share 3 bathrooms, and only 2 are working.
Mm.
And, oh, no. Yeah. she wants to move out.
Understandable.
But also the thing is, the way she explained it, there's only one person who is responsible for
cleaning.
It not working right, the way it should. Like, the cleaning getting done and not leaving messes behind. Only one person is leaving messes behind out of 20 people.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Why don't they just rally and beat her up?
Don't solve these problems by violence, maybe?
With words, of course.
Yeah, they tried it with words, but it doesn't work.
Maybe they should collect the mess and place it in front of her door.
Yeah. Perhaps.
Yeah, or maybe even for real, I don't know. But this is really disgusting.
Mm. Yeah, it really
depends. And if you can trace it back to one particular person, that's really a shame.
They know which person it is. Yeah, yeah.
They only name and address. One person who is like dirty or something.
What?
There only has to be one person which is like dirty or something, because in Japan I live with like 8 people, but most of them were clean, and there was one like who left everything on the, how's it called, a dining table. And she left, I don't know, she cooked something, then she put her food on the table and just left it there for 2 weeks. And then the cleaning lady, we actually had a cleaning lady, but the cleaning lady was against cleaning this up, because she was like, okay, I don't know if it's like eatable, or someone just made
edible,
and someone made, I don't know, food.
Fermented just now. Meal.
Like, she doesn't know it. And yeah, at some point we had like flies and everything. And I think after we had flies and the cleaning lady was like, oh damn, okay, this is actually a bed. Then she just decided to throw this away, and then it was fine again. But then the girl like left more stuff, like other stuff again. I don't know why she did it. Like, she was living, like, there was the dining table, and her room door was, like, when she comes out of her room, she sees the dining table. And she's standing directly in the kitchen. I have no idea why she did it.
Maybe she doesn't give a fish.
Yeah, yeah, I think she was just like, I don't care. I didn't like it. Let's continue. Don't worry, Jem. I will never let you feel this pain again.
What?
Ouch.
Pain.
Ouch.
I felt pain right now.
Did Tamaki really understand? Yeah, did... Ooh.
Oy, oy, oy.
Did oy, Tamaki oy. Really understand Jem's...
Gems.
Or is he just an idiot? Yes.
Yes!
Yes! I think so too.
Without any hints, Jem has gone to the door and leaned with her naked body against it.
Mmm.
So she's still naked.
Yeah, she's still naked.
And Idiot Kun is still there.
Idiot Kun?
Yeah, of course.
Nice. Yeah, he's standing like outside of the door. There's like a drawer separating them.
And so
he does not see her naked body.
Ah, he can't see her.
No.
Aha.
Not yet.
Might
maybe.
Be a glass door.
Ah, yeah.
And Jem, of course, not realizing it is a glass door. Maybe she thought it's just a one-way transparent door.
Oh, sneaky.
And only she could see him, but not he, her.
Oh, the other way around.
And then she moves.
I like that she's like
anyway,
pressing her body against the door.
Her
like,
body, yes, exactly.
I cannot hear you, man.
No, I can't
talk
hear
louder.
You. I can't hear you. I'm too naked.
I'm too naked.
Will you really protect me?
What from? Being naked? She heard his
movement.
He heard his movements and his gently voice through the door.
I will protect you.
It's a roller coaster. She feels the urge to kill him, but on the other hand, I don't know what kind of promise that might be, but it's so insane, it's so fished.
It feels a little bit like she's a parasite who is just clinging to guy.
Absolutely, it's erratic behavior. Doesn't make any sense to me.
From both of them.
Everything's changing so fast.
Yeah, they broke up and got together again.
Get away, yeah. There's no context. A tear ran down her cheek. How can somebody who she just met say something like this? It is against every logic, but somehow I make
I make
I make it her happy.
Me, Teeny Mindy, I made her happy.
I make it her happy. Someone cares about her and wants to protect her. She began to cry. I'm really a crybaby. She cried with a smile on her face.
Yeah. And this was actually the end.
That's the end.
Yeah, that's actually the end.
It came, fortunately.
Unfortunately? Do you want to
read
more?
No.
No.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, it's like, how can you say? I think there's a lot of stuff going on in between which she doesn't mention, Teeny Mindy? Like the emotions, I think the emotions are like changing very fast inside of Jam, maybe. Like one moment she is like, oh yeah, I want to kill him. And get this witch house, no, money or something like this. And then there's like one sentence of Tamaki is like, oh yeah, I got your new clothes. I will protect you from being poor, I guess. And then she's like, oh nice. Finally somebody cares about me. And she took a bath. And was naked.
Indeed.
What do you think will happen next?
Well, first of all, I want to point out that I was correct.
Yeah, you were correct with her wanting to kill him.
Who never did.
And also with him interrupting her bath.
Yes.
Just that he didn't enter the
bathroom. Do you think he actually heard what she said?
Of course.
Like, I will kill him! But the money will be mine!
Wasn't that an inner monologue, or what did she just...
I think she said it. She said and she it. Was laughing very loud.
Maybe he likes it.
And then he knocked, so he was actually at the door.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he heard her. Or he was just like, oh yeah, maybe she's...
Maybe Indian rich guy would like to feel real danger for the first time, and he's attracted by it.
He's attracted by her trying to kill him.
Because he's so twisted.
Yeah, so that's also my prediction for next time. That something will happen.
Oh yes, I agree.
And she will decide again, no, I kill him anyway.
Maybe.
Maybe he'd like her to kill him. And she will inherit everything because it's his wish.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
But she's still minor. That means she get under some sort of protection of his parents, maybe, and there are plenty more people to kill, which might make her even happier.
I'm just trying to figure out. No.
What are you?
There's not yet French in the next chapter. It will be chapter
6.
No French. Oh, there will be French in chapter 6, actually. Not in the next one.
Okay.
Good. Yeah.
Because else this would have been my prediction.
So we're still hyped up.
Yeah, do you still want to read the next chapter? I think the chapters are quite boring.
Maybe not now.
Like
here.
When I would read this kind of story, I would be like,
I need to rest now.
You need to rest?
I need to rest.
I have to get over it.
Yeah. Okay. I actually have to watch the Good Omens Let's Play that Sam finally edited and put on YouTube.
Yep. And I want to make raspberry pancakes.
I want to
lie
down.
So this is what we are going to do now?
Yeah.
I want to get some rest.
And I guess we will read some more tomorrow.
Yeah, good idea.
Because today will be, I guess, a gaming night, isn't it? Or do you want to continue reading today?
I don't know. Maybe.
Well, maybe.
We'll see.
We can do both. Because it's not pool time today. It's raining outside.
Yeah, we thought that we can go into the pool today, but unfortunately it's just started to
rain
and being cold, which is quite nice right now. We have been out with the dog.
Yeah.
And it was the most comfortable outside that I have felt in a while.
Hmm? I disagree, the dog
went out with us.
Has been, exactly.
Yes, the dog was leading the way.
Yeah.
She's leading the
way.
What's the word? I forgot. The pulk. Isn't it?
Pulk? What is it?
No.
I think she was just leading the way.
For pack! Yeah. Oh, fine.
Horde.
The horde.
The horde.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now that we have learned some new words today, like dill and pack. Apart from this, if you want to see more of us,
you can go to
our social media, which are
Instagram,
Fiction After Lunch,
Tumblr,
Fiction After Lunch,
XXX,
X,
Fiction and Lunch,
You can write us an email
to fictionafterlunch@gmail.com. And you can also support us on Patreon and Ko-fi, where you can also find outtakes and more stuff.
Mustard?
Mustard. More, find mustard.
More stuff.
More stuff. And you can also go to our YouTube channel if you've not, like, saw our models yet.
What's that called?
Fiction After Lunch. We have animation. We have
gaming Let's videos.
Plays. We have cooking videos. And our VTuber models there.
Yep.
Go there. Woo-hoo. It will be very funny. And we would like... Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what we like. I like pancakes.
We'd like you to rate and review wherever you can.
Yes.
What you'd like, almost you'd like the audience to rate us.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you give us 20 no, rate. Wait, 5-star ratings.
A raid. Raid. To raid us.
I think this is something that happens on Twitch, isn't it?
A raid. Yeah, maybe.
We are not on Twitch yet.
No.
Maybe in future.
But you still might mass around our podcast and gain more.
Yeah. Also share our podcast. Show more people what we are up to.
Show your friends. If you gave us a 5-star rating somewhere, take a screenshot of it and send it to us. Yeah.
Take a shot.
Then I will take a shot and write a story for you. Whatever you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Sam can write beautiful stories in contrast to the stories that we are reading currently.
Yeah, you even might recommend a beverage.
Yeah.
That'd be a nice inspiration, maybe.
Yeah. Do you have a beverage that you recommend to our listener to drink now after they listen to this episode?
Yes, water. Stay hydrated.
Perfect. Water, the best beverage that you can drink.
Fish water.
Beep!
Drink some milk.
Not if you're vegan.
Drink some nut milk.
Drink some nut milk.
I think my recommendation would be a pina colada, non-alcoholic one. Have fun.
Virgin colada, isn't it?
Yeah. There's the pack again.
Ooh. There's the pack. Should we show our listeners what have been our new intellectual? I don't know.
What intellect?
Our song.
We made a song for you.
Yeah, you have to punch here.
Oh yes, we make a band now.
One, two, three.
No, wait.
And I make here.
Our band is a fresh metal band, an a cappella fresh metal band. It's called A Shame. Because we don't want to be obnoxious. We don't claim to be the one definite shame, but one shame, A Shame. And here's a new song. Sam will be the
whoop whoop.
Mindy will make the and I'll make the drums. Let's go.